Amen, amen.
You may take a seat. Thank you, worship team. Good job. Yeah, I'd just like to invite another up. As she is ready to share the word of God for us today. Are you excited? Can you clap your hand? Nice. So I'll pray for her before I go down. Father, we thank you, Father. Thank you that your Holy Spirit is here, Father. Thank you, your presence is here, Father. I pray that your Holy Spirit, Father, to help another Lord. Give her word to speak, Father, to bless our soul, to bless our heart, Father, today. And help us to open our ears, to open our hearts, to receive the word from you, Father, through now. I pray your anointing over her right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Come and fill our heart, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, thank you. So I'm pretty sure everybody here should know me, but I'm not sure about the Zoom call. So for those who don't, I'm Nava Potter. I'm the daughter of Don and Marty. Marty was in the worship band, but I guess he ran away. He's somewhere. I'm engaged to Joel Hall. So there's connection there, which is the grandson of Ken and Lois. So everybody knows Ken and Lois here. So there's my connections. We're doing a series. You've probably noticed a few things have changed. Hannah, Leo, Joel, and I spent Thursday afternoon from 2 to 6 coming in and rearranging and brainstorming and practicing worship and getting this all set up for this week and for today. So we're really excited. The reason that we brought all the chairs closer, I really wanted to see people up front, and I wanted to be sitting side by side. That was a vision that all of us agreed on. Because we are family and we are a unit, so we're going to do this together. So I have a few things to say before we do a little bit of practical. I'll be introducing you to the ideas we have for this week. So this is an Identity in Christ series that we're doing, and I'm doing week one. I kind of titled it, long title, Exposing the Lies We Have Believed About Our Identity. So we're going to start off talking about truth, but also talking about the opposite of truth, which is deception and lies. Okay, I have this quote. This quote really touched me. I read a book recently, and this was not a quote from the book. It was a quote in the book. So I actually don't know where it comes from, but it's David Benner. It says, "We do not find our true self by seeking it, it being our true self. Rather, we find our true selves by seeking God." So the goal of this four-week series is not just to find ourselves, but it's to find Christ and the identity of Christ. And through finding Christ and learning about his identity, we can learn so much about ours and talk about living in it. Okay, so in the Bible, truth is mentioned roughly 333 times throughout Scripture. It does depend on the translation, I know. It depends on the version. But needless to say, it's a really important thing. Truth is really important. But there is something very obvious and very big that gets us in the way of truth, which are lies. So where do lies come from? I know to a lot of people this might seem simple, but this is very, very important. This is so important to realize what our identity is. In Hebrews 6:18, it says, "It is impossible for God to lie." Impossible for God to lie. We all know this, especially if we were raised in the church. We were always told God is truth and he always tells the truth, but it is impossible for him to lie. Any word that is truly from the Holy Spirit, from Christ, from God, will never be false. It will never be deception, always truth. And in John 8:44, it says, talking about, this is when Jesus was talking to the Jews. He's talking about the devil. John 8:44, it says, "You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do." He, being the devil, was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. Other translations say his native language, which I really like. For he is a liar and the father of it. Lies never come from God. They never come from words from the Holy Spirit. They never come from our connection with Jesus. They come from the father of lies. And there is no truth in him. Anything that comes from the devil, there is no truth. And it sounds rudimentary, but it is so essential that lies and deception always are coming from the father of lies and not our father. So with lies, why is it important to identify lies about our identity? This is important because Lies are not as simple as what we learned as children, when you tell mom and dad that you did clean your room, and then they go in there and everything's all over the floor, even though that is a lie, which I have probably committed, honestly. It's so much deeper than that, because lies are something that we can adopt deep, deep inside of ourselves. It's not just us telling lies, it's believing lies, it's believing thoughts that come into our mind. It doesn't even need to come from other people. It can come from inside of us. The devil can also speak to our minds, which is a little scary, but it's not scary when you have Jesus. But I do believe that through hurt and through pain and through all of these things that happen in life, while life is hard, that we do adopt lies about who we are. And as much as you deep dive into it and you pray about it, it always feels like there's a little bit deeper to go and a little bit more to discover. So even if you feel like you've done things like this before and you have exposed some of these lies, I do encourage you to dig even deeper. Because the devil doesn't just lie to us once and then stop. You know, he continues. He is tenacious. He will prey on us in our weakness. So it is important to always be renewing this and reviewing it. So in Scripture, why is it important? Scripture says in John 14:6, Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." So why is it important to connect with the truth? Because we need to connect with Christ. Christ is the truth. He is the way that we reach the Father. If we don't connect with truth, we're missing out on the experience from the Father. Jesus said, "I am the truth. I am the truth." He doesn't just speak truths. He doesn't just proclaim truths. He is the truth. And we come to Jesus pursuing truth and pursuing the Father, of course. In John 8, it says, "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.'" This is why it's so important. If we want freedom in Christ, which is what Christ desires for us, he desires freedom for everyone, freedom inside, deep, deep inside of us, freedom and connection with him. And if we know the truth, he declares that the truth shall make you free. It shall make you free. And this is why we have to pursue it. Okay, so some people think, I want to touch on this briefly. I know that Joel will touch on it more when he speaks. I want to tell you that God wants to set you free, and he wants to speak to you, and you don't need to wait for someone else to tell you. God wants to speak to you personally. He wants to speak to you now. That's not just for the people that have prophetic gifting. It's not just for the people that have those gifts. He wants to speak to all of us. We are all his children. He desires to give us words, to offer us freedom. So right now, I would like if we could form into groups. I'd like to do some prayer, some small group prayer. So maybe someone beside you, but join together, sit beside each other. We are the family and the body of Christ. I don't think we have too many cooties, so we can cuddle in a little. Okay, get together in groups. There's one really important thing I want to emphasize as we pray for each other, to ask the Lord to speak to us about lies, about our identity. But there's something very important that I felt he wants me to say. We are not listening for the devil's words right now. We are not asking the devil to tell us what he lied to us about. We are asking Christ to translate that for us, how he sees the deception that the devil has put on us, how he sees the lies that he's spoken into us that we have accepted. So I just wrote this out. I wanted to say it. This is not listening to the devil's words. This is listening to God's voice informing you of the lies that the devil has deceived you into believing. This is not about apologizing or feeling shame, even though this is a confession. It is a proclamation of truth. God doesn't want to bring you down. He wants to lift you up into freedom. So we're going to play a song for you guys, and I'd like you to pray. I have one question that I'd like you to keep on your mind. This is the question that we're asking the Lord today. Lord, would you tell me now in what ways I am not living in truth and in my identity from you? Let's say it together. Lord, tell me now in what ways I am not living in truth and in alignment with my identity from you. I'll pray first, and then we'll pray in groups. Father, thank you. Thank you for desiring to set us free. Thank you for desiring to reach those, as we see it, untouchable parts of our soul and our heart. Thank you for desiring not parts of our heart, not parts of our spirit, but the whole thing. You desire to give us freedom from the top of our heads to the bottom of our toes, from the inside and the outside, in our spirits and our hearts and our minds. This is your beautiful desire for us, even though we don't deserve it. So God, please, I'm asking for your word. I'm asking for open hearts, God. Open the hearts of these people to receive your words, whether that be for themselves or for one another. We want to expose the lies of the devil right now because he has no power here and he has no power inside of us. You hold the power, and we're asking you to come and show us your power, to move in us now in those deep parts, God. Speak to us. Expose these. Allow us to confess these lies that we're believing from the hurt, from whatever it comes from in the past, whether it be the past or the present. God, just expose it now. Please come. Please come. Thank you, God. Okay. We're going to move into something that is going to get you out of your seats completely. If I haven't rattled you a little bit already, I'm going to now. My desire and the desire that God has put on my heart for quite a while now, and that's what was so amazing when we met with Hannah and Leo and everything that we spoke came into alignment, is this is something that I have done myself. I did read a book and it helped me a lot. So I want to share this testimony really quick before we move in. There was an exercise in this book. It was about identity, of course, and I prayed that prayer as well for the Lord to identify what I was not walking in his identity. What was I believing that the devil had told me? And I wrote down an entire page. I filled it with single words, sentences, anything that the Lord put on my mind that I realized that I believed about myself. And they were not beautiful things because they were lies and they did come from the devil. And I wrote it all out and I prayed for an image or a word about what the Lord would do with this piece of paper if he had it. And it was very vivid and beautiful. And I saw Jesus come to me and I had the paper in front of me and he wrapped his arms around me in a tight hug and the paper between us dissolved and turned into dust. And for me, that's something that's very emotional because I love hugs and I love embrace, and the embrace of Jesus is something that I have prayed for and desired for since I was 9 years old. I've always loved the concept of one day I'll be able to hug Jesus. And that was the image that he gave me, that these lies that I was believing that were tearing me down, that were holding me back, that were hurting me, he just wants to hug me and let them dissolve. So this is what I'm asking for you guys to do. We have sticky notes at the back on that table. I would like you to pray, and I would like you to write down what the Lord says. And if you have only one word that you have, and you just write one sticky note, that's okay. If you have 100 and you write 100 sticky notes, or you squeeze 100 onto one, that's okay too. But I really want to encourage everyone to at least write one. Please ask the Lord to speak to you, and don't doubt it. If he gives you something, don't doubt it. Don't be insecure. Just write it down. Write it down and lay it at the foot of the cross, physically. I would like you to write the sticky notes and lay it at the foot of the cross and pray. We're looking for the lies. Yes, we're going to write down the lies that the Lord speaks that are not true. We're going to lay it at the cross and we're going to leave it there. The lies are going to stay behind. I encourage you to pray, kneel down in front of the cross, whatever you have to do. I'm sure you all noticed the big cross in the back and the sticky notes are back there as well. And after this, we're going to partake in communion. I'd like to read a verse just to explain a little bit about what we're doing. I found this verse in Revelation and I was a little confused why the Lord kind of prompted me, like, say this one, but I'm going to read it out. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death." So as we write these down, as we pray over them, as we lay them at the foot of the cross, and as we come to partake in communion, I want you to overcome these lies by the blood of the Lamb. Pray over them. Pray over them and wash yourself clean for communion. If it's forgiveness, whatever the Lord puts on your heart to write, write it down and lay it at the cross and come to communion clean and ready to receive the healing. Let's pray really quick. Lord, thank you so much for the amazing gift of the blood of your Lamb. The blood of your Lamb that was shed on the cross, that you have left us this symbol of hope, of freedom, of healing, God, that we can lay these lies, lay these pains, lay whatever is going on inside of us that is keeping us away from the identity you have for us. We can lay it down. You have offered that to us. It's such a beautiful, beautiful gift, God. That we can share in communion with one another, that we can be the body of Christ together, that we are the family, your family, God, the children, your children. Thank you so much, God. Please speak to us and move in us and bring healing, God, and bring freedom. Like you have declared, the truth shall make us free. Help us declare the truth. Declare that lies are lies and deception is deception, and that we desire to live in your identity for us. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. New. Let's do this together. Thank you, God. Thank you. God, I just want to praise you for the hearts of these people that I feel and I heard them speak, God, that they're desiring you and they're calling for you and they're opening up their hearts for you, God. And you won't turn them away because you love us, because your love is so powerful that you died on the cross. You paid the consequences for our sins already, so we don't pay the cost. That is the extent of your love, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, God. Thank you. I want to say thank you to all of you as well. Thank you for putting 100% in. Thank you for listening and for receiving the Lord's word and for listening to his prompting. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Thank you. Have a blessed week. Amen. And may the Lord continue to speak to you.